Hi, put on a happy face. It's time for Love Workshop. Good evening. My name is Vern Schaub. That incredible guitar you're listening to is my good friend, Craig Hoover. Craig and I are probably the best two musicians in the world, and we're not the only ones who know it. In the last 2 weeks alone, Vern and I have had approximately 350 letters complimenting us on the beautiful music we do at the end of our shows. But there's been a couple of complaints and criticisms in those letters. Remarks like, why do you save such beautiful music for the end of your show? Just have a 2 or 3 minute song. Why not do a whole show of music? Well, we've got a special treat for you tonight, because that's exactly what we're going to do. Craig and I had originally composed a 3 hour long song for you, but tonight we have edited it down to 30 minutes. Now, a lot of you are going to wonder just how and where we're doing this. We're doing this at KDKB Studios, and we're using RCA ribbon mics, model DX77. It's being recorded on Ampex professional quality tape units, and we're using Ampex Grandmaster Studio Tape, 456 Grandmaster. The recording speed is 7.5 inches per second, two track. And it's extremely professional, all of it. It was originally intended as a way to show you just how good we are as musicians. Some of you musicians at home are going to think, hey, I'm that good. I play guitar that well, or I sing as well as he does. Don't kid yourself. Not only do you not sing as well as me, or play guitar as well as Craig, but under no circumstances do we want to be bothered with the fact that you'd like to be on this show or that you'd like to sing along with us. Because we have this show to do whatever we feel like doing. That's exactly what we're going to do, which is sing a 30-minute song for you. The piece of music we're going to be doing was originally conceptualized to be done in 3 movements. And those of you who are intelligent enough to listen carefully will be able to spot as it changes from the first to the second to the third movement. The first part is with very light Latin jazz influences, especially Chick Corea and Lawrence Welk. The second part has a heavy Sam and Dave influence, along with the Beach Boys and other surf music. And it closes out with a reggae, classical piano type movement. It's about a young man who goes into a grocery store in a large city in the eastern United States, and what that young man finds that he never expected to find in a grocery store. Craig over there on guitar is better than Ma Vishnu McLaughlin, and my voice is better than Presley's by quite a bit. Our lyrics make Bob Dylan's literally suck. So here we go.
Section. Going into the produce section.
Produce.
Stop by the plums.
Picked up a plum.
Pull down the plastic bags. I thought it would stick.
Put the plum
on the perforations, but everything was going my way.
Wait, so those plums.
Put them in the bag, weighed them up.
Saw how much they weighed.
make up my mind, so I took a clump of each, put it in the cart and said, hey, I'm that kind of guy.
That kind of guy.
Over to the vegetable section, propelled by the energy from the young man's body.
Made it into the vegetable section.
Section.
Took a look around and said, hey, I like what I see.
Like what I see.
And I went on down. Hey, I went on down the aisle.
Down the aisle. Down the aisle.
I went on down the aisle. Way on down, way on down to the end of the aisle. Hey, I was all the way down my.
Where shadows explode and sound collides with color. He didn't know where he was disoriented in space and in time. Whatever he wanted, he couldn't find it. The young man was disoriented, right in the middle of the grocery store.
But I couldn't find what I needed.
What he needed.
God.
God helped the young man in the grocery store. He used the energy of his body to propel that cart over to the cereal section, where all the different brands were available. He liked breakfast foods. He wasn't sure whether he wanted oatmeal, cream of wheat, or some cold cereal, but he knew he needed something. He knew.
God, it was like the sun was coming up. It was like
rejoice.
I was being reborn. I saw the cereals of the world.
All over the world.
The cereals that I needed were there. I said, hey, goddamn, I'm gonna go for a ball. I've only got one life to live. Cereal I can possibly get my hands on.
Frosted Flakes.
My cart was stuffed.
Overflowing.
My cart was packed.
Jammed.
Was gorged with every possible combination of cereal I can find.
People magazine there at the counter, and he said, "Libby, anything else?" I started loading those bags in my car. I felt the hot sun beating down on my forehead. It burnt. It reminded me of every time I'd been in the desert. And I'd suffered. I bled and I cried. When I loaded those bags up, I locked the doors of my car so no one could steal my groceries. And I walked into the camera supply store. What happened?
I stopped the car, went the car home.
Oh, yeah.
It was the third moment I saw him to get in
front of me. Oh, yeah. Sorry. And I got into the car. And I went on home.
That's the end of the song. Just had to finish up, but this one's final little bit here when the song's over.
Oh, yeah, right.
You don't go into the camera store.
Oh, okay. That's for next week, huh?
Yeah, it messes it all up.
I'm sorry.
The rhythm all of
the song. I didn't mean to do the story. Hey, look. Get off my back, would you? I didn't mean to destroy the rhythm of the song. You're the one. You're picking on me. You're pushing me too far. I can't take it. I didn't. I was the one. Look, I was just going
to
stop in there and buy some film and get in the car and go home.
Oh,
darn, Vern. You're always pushing me around.
Well, I don't care. It has nothing to do with the story.
All right, go ahead. Let's finish it up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, after I loaded those bags in my car.
You already said that.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You already said that. Let me just finish the last little inter-instrumental thing here.
Sure, go ahead.
Tell the
audience
that it's over.
The song's about over.
You tell them. That's your job. Why don't you do something right?
All right. Well, the story's about over. But I was driving home. And I didn't have anything happen on the way home. I went straight home, and I unloaded the bags. Well, Vern and I would like to thank a few people who made this possible tonight. First of all, we'd like to thank our engineer, Glenn Johns. Also, George Harrison, Leon Russell, Charlie Watts, Ringo Starr, Bill Wyman, Eric Clapton, Jim Gordon, Stevie Winwood, Jim Horn, Delaney and Bonnie Bramlett, Clyde King, Mary Clayton and her singers, Joe Cocker, for making this possible. Also for their good vibes, Pam, Jennifer, and Susie. And now it'll be back to Mr. DJ, Dennis or Scott, whoever's there. We're pretty sad to have to go now, but we do. So Mr. DJ, if you've got a record queued up, hit it now.